First, an update on the numbers. The good news, said the mayor, is there's a substantial number of test results being returned from the area's largest testing center at Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
Out of the 1,700 roughly that have come in at 1,688, out of that, roughly 84 are positive in our area. So the positives are definitely up, but it's running about still 5%. We've seen 50 in Escambia, 20 Santa Rosa, 5 Okaloosa, 1 Walton, 1 Bay, 1 Louisiana, and 6 from Alabama.
The area's 4 major hospitals, according to Robinson, are functioning under the capacity they have, including COVID patients and persons under investigation or PUI.
Sacred has 1 in-house with 2 PUIs. West Florida has 0 in-house with COVID and 8 PUIs. Baptist has 2 positive COVIDs in-house, 9 PUIs, and Gulf Breeze has 3 in-house, 5 PUIs.
Preventive measures have been extended until the end of April. Among them, continuances in social distancing, at least 6 feet apart, takeout meals only from restaurants, and in some cases, just staying home.
Again, this is incredibly important that we all work to do our part to help stop the spread of COVID-19. And remember that practice your social distancing and preventative measures, as well as eating right, sleeping right, and washing your hands. Some of these things are just things we need to be doing all the time.
If you do go outside, keep gatherings to 10 or fewer people, especially in the city's 93 public parks.
Our ability to keep these parks open is contingent upon you. We have had a couple of complaints of some fairly large over the weekend gatherings at basketball games. So we're going to ask you, if you play, please play, but everyone else has to leave until it's their time to play.
Unlike other Florida cities, there's no real shutdown order for Pensacola. Robinson says vigilance is needed, but the city is not in the same positions as those downstate, where Governor Ron DeSantis has announced a safe-at-home rule for all of Southeast Florida.
For those of you that think this is an unreal made-up problem, I think all you have to go look further than New Orleans to see that this is a real thing. Certainly within our own community, we have people here. I think when you look at somewhere like New Orleans, it's even more significant.
And that brings Robinson to the economic side of COVID-19. It will be months before visitors return to New York and New Orleans, he says, because of the issue of contamination. He added that Pensacola's tourist-based economy cannot stand being one of those coronavirus hotspots.
We need to do everything we can to continue to make sure that when we emerge from this, Pensacola is seen as a clean city and a healthy city. And I think if we do that, our economy will recover and we will bounce back as we move forward.
Mayor Grover Robinson also had a special message for those who hit the stores and buy up every roll of toilet paper and hoard other necessities. Your actions are not helping.
It's the fear that drives the hoarding. If we could let go of our fear, some of the fear of the virus, some of the fear of the economy, we'll make better decisions. Please buy what you need and can use, but don't buy anything more, because everyone else, we've got a large community that is all dependent upon making sure that we have access to all these things.
Meanwhile, a new drive-through testing site for coronavirus opens Tuesday at 470 South Highway 29 in Cantonment. It's a partnership involving Escambia County, Community Health Northwest Florida, and Ascension Sacred Heart. Those pre-screened by phone will be eligible for the nasal swab test. That number is 850-746-2684. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.